Hey, how you doing? Puffy or Diddy P Papa? Papa Diddy Pop?
If you're having one of your crazy house party things, shout me a holler, Dunn.
The lawsuit was filed by music producer Rodney Little Rod Jones on February 26. It includes photographs of bloody crime scenes, sex workers, and drugs allegedly administered at, quote, freak-off parties.
The career and legacy of Sean Diddy Combs is in freefall as the hip-hop megastar fights explosive allegations of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape.
This former employee, a male employee, said that Combs did not compensate him for his music production work and forced him to procure and interact with sex workers, threatened him with serving alcoholic beverages laced with drugs to guests at parties at Combs' home.
The rapper and entrepreneur sits on a fortune of over $1 billion, making him one of the wealthiest individuals in the music industry.
Seen these cases before with high-powered, affluent individuals.
Like my man Puff say, the more money you make, the more problems you get.
But things started crashing down last November when a lawsuit filed by his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, detailed a troubling relationship.
Cassie alleges the Bad Boy Records music mogul physically and sexually abused her throughout their 10-year relationship, which began when she was 19 years old and he was 37.
Though it was settled a day later, things didn't end there for Sean Combs, with raids on his properties by Homeland Security and other law enforcement taking place in March.
His house is just behind me. You can see the trio of federal agents there at the edge of the driveway. They are from Homeland Security Investigations here in Miami.
Could this be the ultimate downfall for the rapper who wowed the Wall Street elite and befriended figures of fame and power across the globe during his career?
I'm not gonna stay fucking lying down. I'm not. I can't do it, man. I can do it. I can do anything.
I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio, as we look at the story of Diddy, the controversial music mogul, and the federal investigation that brought the authorities to his front door. Terry, the raids on the homes owned by Sean Combs, it made international headlines last week. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, last Monday, March 25th, Homeland Security descended upon two of Sean Puffy Combs' homes, one in Los Angeles and then the second one in Miami. Now, these were raids in every sense of the word, in which agents from Homeland Security descended upon the houses. They were wearing Kevlar bulletproof vests. They went in. And now from the pictures that we saw from both the news helicopters overhead and also from pictures that were released from inside the house after the raid, they went in and pretty much ransacked the place. They were looking for something specific. We don't know if they found it, but they went in there, and this was a serious raid.
This is going to turn into a huge scene that is going to be an all-day thing, and it involves, yes, P. Diddy. The home is actually registered to Bad Boy Films, which is a division of Bad Boy Entertainment. If you look up this street right now to the right, you'll see one of those Bearcats and law enforcement on the other side of those bushes, basically.
His house is just behind me. You can see the trio of federal agents there at the edge of the driveway. They are from Homeland Security Investigations here in Miami.
What kind of operations would Homeland Security usually be involved in? I would imagine that a raid on a superstar like Sean Combs is unusual.
Homeland Security was set up in the days after 9/11 basically to protect the homeland against terrorism. Mostly now what they're concerned about is the border, making sure that there is no illegal activity at the border or illegal crossings into the border. However, part of their portfolio is that they are responsible for human trafficking cases on the federal level and also sexual trafficking cases. We don't know yet if that's related, but it can be assumed that this all is coming after the lawsuits against Combs.
You said assume there, so we don't know exactly why these raids happened.
Absolutely not. Homeland Security just said that they conducted these raids and they wouldn't say what they were looking for or what cases that they were related to. Now, in order for Homeland Security to go into either one of these homes, they had to convince a judge that there was probable cause that they would find whatever they were looking for. Now, given the way that they went in, it would appear that it was some serious stuff or serious materials or serious evidence that they were looking for.
And these are massive homes as well.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Diddy with my newest edition of Cribs. It's where I spend most of my time at. You know, a lot of y'all think that I'm not human, you know, and I'm not just like y'all. Look, look, Diddy got a scuff. Diddy got a scuff on the wall. Look at that.
So I would say that there was a lot to go through, and I saw some of the footage, like you said, from inside. The place was turned upside down.
Right. And you were looking, if you saw that they were looking for obviously safes, obviously desks and filing cabinets, bedroom dresses, etc. We don't know exactly what they were looking for. Were they were looking for records? Were they were looking for drugs? Were they were looking for weapons? We don't know. Now, again, it may not be strictly tied to the human trafficking part. It may be something that was in those lawsuits that Homeland Security looked at and said, we have to deal with this now.
Do we know what they found there?
We do know that they took several of Sean Combs's phones from his person in Miami. However, it's not known exactly what they were looking for, but we do believe that they took some electronic computers, etc.
Like you said, you saw the helicopter footage overhead. Were people in the house when the raids happened?
Well, in Los Angeles, we know that two of Diddy's sons were in the house because they reported that lasers were aimed at them once they were brought outside, and they were also put into handcuffs. Now, they were not arrested, and there were no arrests at either one of the locations. But we do know that at least two of his sons were home in Los Angeles at the time.
You mentioned already that there have been a number of lawsuits, and a very high profile one last year involved Cassie, his former partner. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, November 16th, Cassie Ventura, who was in a long-term relationship, it was an on and off relationship, but for about 10 years, they were in a relationship. He had signed her to his label. She filed a lawsuit, a serious lawsuit, alleging that there were different claims against him, including sexual trafficking, sexual harassment, sexual violence, things of that nature. She filed it on November 16th. On November 17th, Combs settled the suit. He said he just wanted to put this behind him. You know, the relationship was over. He wanted to move forward. So he settled the suit. We don't know what that settlement was, what the money amount was. We know nothing about that.
Though Cassie and Diddy did not detail the terms of that agreement, the settlement quickly shuts down the potential for a trial and the process of legal discovery. That's when evidence in the case is often made public.
That has been sealed. Now, since then, there have been four other suits, three by women and then one by a former performer of Diddy's, a male, and that was in February.
And some of the allegations, especially the one involving Cassie, they were really troubling allegations that came out into the public domain.
Absolutely. I mean, again, they were talking about different things that he would force her to do, starting at a fairly young age. 19 is above the age of consent in the United States and in most states. But again, some of the allegations of things that he would force her to do, things that they would do in public, things that she would have to do for his amusement, they were serious.
Ventura alleged that after the two met back in 2005, Combs lured Miss Ventura into an ostentatious, fast-paced, and drug-fueled lifestyle and into a romantic relationship with him, and that he used illegal substances and threats of violence to force Miss Ventura into repeated unwanted sexual encounters with male sex workers.
And what about the allegations from Rodney Jones?
Now, this is the first time that a male has been brought up in these allegations. He said that he was sexually harassed. He was touched inappropriately by members of Combs' staff, and that he was not sexually trafficked, but he was sexually abused.
Jones alleges sexual assault, also mentioning underage girls in the 79-page lawsuit. Claims made by Jones include hidden cameras in the rap mogul's home, saying, quote, Mr. Combs allegedly threatened to eat Mr. Jones's face in order to get what he wants.
That's when Combs basically said and called the allegations disgusting and that there was no proof. Now, we do know that Jones says that he has recorded proof of these events happening.
And what about the other women and the lawsuits there? Are they still in play? Where are they at now?
They're still pending. There's been no trial date set for them, but they are still pending. And lawyers for the other three women and also for Jones say that this criminal investigation, which we have to assume that's what Homeland Security was for, this criminal investigation will not derail their quest to get justice from Combs.
Footage and comments from two big stars who had direct links to Diddy, Usher and Justin Bieber. Usher previously saying that curious things were happening in Diddy's house parties that he had attended. Can you tell me about a little bit about what he has said?
Well, Usher, again, going back to the 1990s now, and Usher was, I believe, 13 years old at the time that he was introduced to Diddy, and they would talk about the parties and just that, you know, there was some wild fill in the blank that was going on at the house.
I moved to New York City and I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
One of the things that is interesting that in an interview, Usher said that would he let his children now go to a party at Diddy's house, and it was basically, hell no, no way is that going to happen. The other big thing would be with Justin Bieber, and there is video of this, of a very, very young Justin Bieber and Diddy, you know, basically taking him by the shoulder and intimating that, yep, you're going to become a man this weekend. You're going to see some stuff and you're going to get educated.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
So in conjunction with both of those, again, very disturbing just on the surface of it.
What were Usher and Justin Bieber's connection with Sean Combs at the time? Is it just that he was such a mega influence within the music industry that they were trying to rub shoulders with him?
Yeah, that was basically it. You know, also, you know, Usher was trying to start his career. Justin Bieber was already a teen idol. But yes, I mean, we have to think back to the 1990s when Puff Daddy, as Combs was known at the time, he was the biggest thing in hip hop, one of the biggest things in music, and he was projecting this image of the life. And this is the way that life should be. You know, it's women, it's drugs, it's sex, it's everything. And this is also when he started, his empire of non-music activities, when he introduced his vodka, he introduced his line of clothes. He got involved in other projects in which he basically sold his name.
How did you know liquor was going to be the right way?
For me, it kind of fit my brand. I was known as the king of celebration, the king of parties, and I wanted something that was luxurious and aspirational. I saw an opportunity in the ultra-premium sector of vodka.
He was well known for living a lavish lifestyle, massive parties with A-listers. Was that part of his image?
So from the 90s, even through the early 2000s, I mean, Sean Combs was the biggest thing in music. He was projecting, and he was, in his own mind, living the life. So yes, people like Prince Harry would be drawn into that circle.
Prince Harry's name has been mentioned in court documents related to allegations. Sean Diddy Combs sexually abused multiple people. A $30 million lawsuit brought by record producer Rodney Jones claims Diddy's affiliation with high-profile people such as Prince Harry gave his actions legitimacy.
Now, none of the celebrities are being accused of anything or knowing of anything, but these were the people that he would rub shoulders with. And that was part of his image. It's like, look at me, Sean Combs from Harlem, growing up in Mount Vernon, a suburb of New York. And now I have the world in front of me.
And this whole story has really set the world of social media alight as well. And conspiracy theories are going along with it.
Absolutely. I mean, because again, it all goes back to that image that he projected and the life that he actually was leading, whether, you know, when he was partners with Jennifer Lopez. He's got several arrests, several weapons arrests. He's been in places where gunshots have been fired. But again, it's all part of his projection of the life.
And what has Diddy said in relation to the allegations and also in relation to the raids? What kind of statements has he made?
Well, again, mostly through his lawyers, he has said that the raids are sickening and the allegations are sickening. And his lawyers, and they're pretty high-priced lawyers, have all said this was a military force that was sent into the house basically to intimidate Combs and his family and his associates. But he has maintained his innocence, and he says he will vigorously fight the lawsuits. Hasn't mentioned anything about the charges, but again, has denied all accusations against him.
And we've seen people who knew Sean Combs, again, who worked with him, Aubrey O'Day. She was a former member of Danity Kane. She's been almost taking pleasure at what has been going on for Combs.
Absolutely. I mean, again, she is basically said, hey, you reap what you sow. She says that she knew that this was the behavior that was going on. She obviously experienced it, although she has not, you know, come forward with that. But again, she's taken the point that, like, hey, you know, the chickens have come home to roost.
I wasn't willing to do what was expected of me. Not talent wise, but in other areas. And that was very traumatic. I don't think any of us have healed from that.
And we've also seen other celebs like 50 Cent come out with strong opinions against the rapper. That's been a long-lasting feud, though.
Yeah, that's been a long-lasting feud. And if you read what 50 Cent is saying on social media or in the press, he is really relishing this.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Look, later you're going to find out a little shit that I'll be saying to you. You understand what I'm saying? Man, listen, I'm trying to tell you the truth. But the truth, sometimes it hurts.
Right.
Do you think there's been lasting damage done to P. Diddy's reputation?
It's part of his image, but there's obviously been lasting damage done to it. I mean, since these lawsuits came out, and even before the raids, 18 companies have severed ties with him. His company that he would distribute his Ciroc vodka, they cut ties with him, you know, again, early in the saga. So just from a purely business sense, he is losing valuable endorsements. He's losing valuable business ties.
And what about the reaction from fans, Terry, as well? Like, there have been obviously the allegations that have pushed him into the spotlight, but then the raids again are keeping him there.
Well, his fans, I mean, again, you fall into two camps. You fall into like, yep, we could see this coming, you know, knowing the way that he led his life, knowing the company that he kept, knowing his reputation. Others are seeing it as, hey, these are people who are trying to make money off of a very wealthy man by making these accusations.
And my thanks to Terry Sheridan. I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today's episode of The Indo Daily was produced by Ian Doyle, researched by Olivia Pedden and Dave Hanratty, with sound by Gavin Hennessy and Rory Bones. Archive clips from CBS, CNN, Sky News, Entertainment, TMZ and The Irish Independent. If you enjoyed The Indo Daily, don't forget to follow the podcast and leave us a review.